Moncrief on News Talk.
Many families have their own special words for things, mostly because their kids came up with them. Toddlers have the habit of mispronouncing or mangling words for a while, which can be funny, but also adorable. So much so that the word itself lives on. Journalist Jen Hogan has considerable experience of this. Afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How are you doing today?
Oh, grand, grand. The middle of the junior cycle, two kids' birthdays, you know, just the usual chaos, but
okay.
All is good.
All right, no, so nothing to get stressed out about then. Yeah. There does seem to be kind of, it's almost like when they're around three and it's cute, it's peak cuteness when they kind of are saying, and they're getting words slightly wrong and you don't want them to stop doing that.
That's it. I mean, it's just adorable, isn't it? And many of us are guilty of constantly repeating the word instead of correcting it, you know, or maybe not correcting it, but saying it correctly so that they learn. I'm pretty sure that's what we're supposed to do, you know, say it correctly as opposed to go, that's wrong. But anyway, what do? We say the same word back to them and we keep repeating it and we start calling whatever it is, the effluent instead of an elephant. Or the hot, it's actually kind of hard when you think about it. I had to try and get my head back around again. The hostable back to the hospital. All
hostable,
those kind of things.
Yes, I'd forgotten about hostable. Yeah.
And the ones that carry through to adulthood. Like you still hear quite a lot of adults say hostable and crisps.
Yeah, crisps, yeah. I've had children go, I just realised I've been saying this word wrong and you haven't been correcting me. And I was going, no, I just thought it was really cute when you said hostable. And then they got outraged by it.
They send it into an editor or something in the paper and he goes, what's this? What is this? That's when you learn your mother never corrected you. That's when your mistakes come back to haunt you.
Yeah. So give us some examples of sort of ones you've had in your house.
In my, I mean, if I was even think, even me growing up, there was a little girl on my road and she couldn't, my mother, of course, insisted I was called Jennifer, and the little girl down the road couldn't get around my name and she called me Jenger all the time. So that's kind of stuck, as in there are a lot of people who have me saved as Jenger in their phone going back to all those years ago when she couldn't get around my name. But I think it was, you know, it nearly sounds cruel, but in our house it was when kids couldn't get around certain letters. So T was really hard for one, or CK was really hard for one of my kids to get around, and he replaced it always with T instead. So it was Tote, and he'd call his sister Toey, and all those kind of just add T's where there should be C's in case. And to this day we still go to him, God love him now, and like he's well past that stage, go, would you like a glass of Tote? And just kind of constantly saying these things back that he'll never get over. God love him, as a toddler he couldn't get his head around the C and the K word. But I went out to parents and I asked a few parents about kind of what words that stuck out for them, kind of toddler words that were adorable and things that followed through. And some of them had their very own unique words, some we'd heard before and some not. But one that kind of stuck with me was poo spits for diarrhea. There was a lot of toilet humor just and I don't think I'm ever going to be able to call it anything else again now. So
that's genius. Yeah.
Isn't it? Into the GP. Hello, what's wrong with you today? I have poo spit.
Now also, yeah, the 6-year-old who said it couldn't say figured it out, they said
Tinkered it out.
Oh, God.
How gorgeous is that? I mean, it's just super cute. Tinkered it out. There was another, I suppose, of our time as well, little toddlers who have grown up during the COVID pandemic or maybe a little bit past that now. But hand sanitizer, obviously not a thing for most of us growing up, but hand sanitizer was really cute. And I loved this other one, which was quite adorable. One woman told me that her child, instead of calling it a graveyard, calls it a heaven yard, which was...
Oh.
So try, like, you know, it was just nice to see that little kind of different perspective on things. We had some of the usual ones, the reversal of things, remote, morose, putting the M the other way around. And parents continuing to use this long past the toddler age too. There was a woman told me that her daughter couldn't say the word eyebrows, so she called them Byros, and now at 22, they're still gone.
Yeah, the remote is, yeah, the moti in our house has been for decades, just because...
Dicks, doesn't it? You just get used to it. That's your word. That's what it becomes then. Now, if you were called Louise in one house, it was particularly unfortunate because little sister couldn't say Louise and called her Wee Wees, and that was... most of them, you know, can be unfortunate on certain occasions. If you're called wee wees in a professional setting, it might not work so
indeed.
Well.
And funky monkeys, many people will be familiar with funky monkeys. That's kind of a bit unfortunate as well.
Very unfortunate. And because of the time of day, I would probably not say it. But the F word, worse than feck father, worse than feck monkeys. So that replaced that one for some of the kids. All right. Oh, One God. Direction, the popular band. One Direction. How it is. And then again, that inability to say certain letters, L being one of them, clock, cock, and keeping that kind of a straight face as they say stuff like that. Teacups for hiccups, that was really, that one I'd heard a few times, that kind of, that cute one. But there was a lot of awkward ones, I suppose, in terms of around the toilets and around the pop bands and around things like that, where parents loved it, didn't necessarily want them to say it in certain settings, but thought it was kind of cute at home and weren't too quick to correct them. Brennan's bread was one of my favourites when I went out to parents. So one mum said to me that her little boy called it Brendan's bread, and to this day it's still, if you're going down to the shop, will you pick up a loaf of Brendan's? Because just getting that, the Brennan's and the Brendan's mixed up.
And Jen, somebody's after texting in to say exactly the same thing. Brendan's bread might be quite a common thing. It's probably not the only child to make that mistake. Because it's weird, some of them they get from. One of mine used to say when he'd see, he was a toddler now, but he'd see, whenever he saw a girl's in communion dresses, he would say, that's a song.
A song?
Yeah, he'd say, he'd be walking along, go, oh, there's a song. I don't know where he got it from.
I'm sure maybe he was associating it with all the beautiful singing that happens on the
camera. That must have been what it was, Quite an odd one. Jen, thanks a million. As ever, that's the journalist, Jen Hogan there. Luke says, my nephew used to say snake and kidney pie. My 3-year-old nephew is besotted with dinosaurs. He calls them Dino whores, says Brian. Adrienne says, my son couldn't say sweeties and said beaties. So one day I said beaties to him and he looked at me confused and said, it's not beaties, it's beaties. My friend's little son came running in one day and said, Daddy, I'm after pooing through my mouth. Oh, lovely. Thanks for that, Wes. We have jungle juice in our house. It was invented by my sister-in-law 16 years ago. It's orange and blackcurrant my waddy mixed together. Now all my kids' friends call it jungle juice and it has spread to their cousins. My son was saying, stop kangoer for an age. When we copped, he was saying telescopic handler. Why does a child even want to say a telescopic handler? And my sister used to sing, I miss you like gravy, instead of I miss you like crazy for the Natalie Cole song. We still do it today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.